Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Republic for the United States of America House Call. This is John Rockwell. Today is July 30th, 2013. It's about a couple minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock Pacific time, even though I'm in Central time. Good evening to everybody, and I'd like to give you a rundown of what we're going to be discussing this evening, what the agenda is going to be like. We're going to open with a prayer and then have our roll call. And if there's any new representatives, we'll be swearing them in. After that, we'll do a committee update, or committee updates, I should say, if the committee chairs are on the call this evening. Also, we'll begin discussion this evening about extending the biweekly schedule beyond September 10th of this year. And if we have time, we'll do 1 minute of floor time, and then after that, we'll adjourn August 13th of 2013 at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. And with that, can I get a volunteer to open us up in prayer this evening?
Mr. Speaker, this is Representative Clinton Ford. I'll be glad to open in prayer if y'all will.
You have the floor, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity once again. Pray, obviously. Our dear Lord and God, we thank you again for the opportunity to come together tonight. Thank you for all that you've done for us, and we thank you for all that you are going to do on our behalf. We thank you for righteous government. We thank you for our speaker. We pray a special prayer that he's protected as he travels. We'll be with the president. We pray for our pro tem and especially the president. And we pray that your perfect will be done in the census tomorrow, dear God. And we pray for the people across this great nation once again that you open up their understanding, open up our wisdom, and guide us and lead us. We give your name the glory and praise. We pray for this country and all the people that's in it, oh God. Wonderful things that you're doing on behalf of your people. We praise you for it and we glorify you for it. And we'll do that forevermore. We're thanking you now for bringing these great people together on this call tonight. Bless the people. Bless the information. Bless our unity. We give your name the glory and praise and we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, sir. Thank you. Before we begin tonight, there's a phone number that I don't recognize this evening. The first three digits are 920, and the last four digits are 8417. Can you please identify yourself?
This is Representative Debbie Richards from Wisconsin.
Okay. Let's put her in here.
Kind of figured with your travels, sir, that you might not have gotten that email yet.
Oh, could be. There it goes. Well, with that, I turn the floor over to Representative Owens for our roll call this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, everyone. You will just answer your answer whether you're present as I call the roll. From Arkansas, Representative Charles Elliott. Representative Lamar Harvey. Representative Sherry Watson.
The mini wheat and
John Austin, Representative of Wisconsin.
Okay, thank you. I will get to you in just a minute. Excuse me. From Colorado, Representative Dennis Spencer. Representative Elizabeth Ackerman.
Representative Ackerman is present.
Thank you. Representative Michael Ackerman.
Representative Michael Ackerman is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Arthur Kimbrell. Representative Judith Ribier.
Present.
Thank you. From Illinois, Representative Jean Ferguson. Representative Andrew Phil. Representative Clinton Ford.
Representative Ford from Illinois is present.
Thank you. Representative Marissa Grant.
Marissa Grant present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Mary Jane Janota. Representative Eugene Krasinowski.
Eugene Krasinowski is present, sorry. And then my phone muted.
Thank you. From Indiana, Representative Jenny Owens is present. Representative Elizabeth Waters.
Representative Elizabeth Waters is present.
Thank you, ma'am. From Iowa, Representative Mark Binder.
Republic for Iowa, Representative Mark Binder is in attendance.
Thank you, sir. Representative Lawrence Beckman.
Lawrence Beckman, present.
From Missouri, Representative Ashley Mann. I don't remember. Representative Josiah Mann. From Montana, Representative Marnie Harris.
Representative Marnie Harris, present.
Thank you, ma'am. From North Dakota, Representative Robin Cox. Representative Irma Bittner. From Oregon, Representative John Rockwell.
Present.
Thank you. Representative Tim Stillian. Representative Skylar Arment. Representative Jane Burchard.
I'm present.
Thank you. Representative Wayne Bachman. From Wisconsin, Representative Ronald Austin.
Representative Ron Austin here.
Thank you. Representative Paul Glavin. Representative Robert Versick. Representative Francine Arnold.
Representative Francine Arnold of Wisconsin is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative David Schmidt.
Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Debbie Richards.
Representative Debbie Richards, Wisconsin, present.
Thank you. Representative David Hertler.
Representative Hertler from Wisconsin is present.
Thank you, sir. I don't believe, I think that was everybody, Mr. Speaker. If you'll give me just a moment, I will get a tally. I yield.
Thank you. And while she's getting a tally, let's go ahead and move into getting committee updates. We have a committee on education. Representative Richards from Wisconsin, do you have an update for us this week?
This is Representative Richards. We're still in the organization phase of the education committee, so the committee members and the co-chairs, Representative Arnold and I, we are still trying to get everyone a good time for us to get together. We're still researching individually some stuff, and with that I yield, and hopefully by our next meeting we'll have some information to share with the House. And with that I yield. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. And from our Rules Committee, Representative Kurzanowski, do you have an update for us this evening?
Hi, good evening. Sorry, my phone screen keeps disappearing and I have to light it back up. Logistics.
We're only catching every other word from you, Eugene.
Is this any better?
Well, talk for a bit and I'll tell you.
we're still having a problem getting everybody together, logistics and time schedules and everything. We're still just working on our own. We haven't come to a conclusion yet on several of the things that we've been working towards. Once we get try to get everybody together, and we'll get some finalization on some things and then move forward on that. I yield.
Thank you, sir. And from our recruitment committee, we don't have the representative, the chair of that from Colorado, Dennis Spencer, on the call with us tonight. And we'll move on to the ad hoc committee, the joint ad hoc committee with the House and Senate on documentation. I'm the chair of that for the interim. Tonight we only had two representatives on the call. In the Senate side, they had a quorum, so we need to get our House people on that call so we can get some business taken care of. It was kind of an introductory call. Didn't really discuss a whole lot, but just kind of introducing ourselves and just to kind of, Senator LaRue was kind of laying down the groundwork of what we were going to be working towards on that committee. And with that, I'll yield that particular part of the committee updates and give it back to Representative Owens.
Thank you, sir. I have 18 representatives representing 6 states. We also have another caller on the line, another unidentified number. The first 3 digits are 918, and the last 4 are 4019. Could you please identify yourself?
This is Stephen Burke in Oklahoma.
I'm sorry, is this who?
Steve Burke in Oklahoma. Did I call in on the wrong number?
Are you a representative?
No.
Okay, yeah, this number is for the representatives. Let me see, what's the number for? Let me get the gallery number for you.
Okay.
Jenny, I can give that to you.
Okay.
It's 712-432-0900, and the code is 448-229.
Okay.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Speaker, that concludes our roll, and I yield.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll go ahead and go on to the next part of our agenda for this evening, and that is to open up some discussion this evening about extending the biweekly schedule. In other words, meeting every other Tuesday. thing that we've drawn up will expire on the 9th of September. So I kind of want to just open up discussion in the House. We've also got to open up discussion in the Senate as well. I'll be talking with Senator LaRue about this more as well. But I just kind of wanted to get everybody's thoughts on that this evening and just open up that discussion to where everybody can be thinking towards that as we go further in our meetings. And eventually we may be we will have to be voting on something by September 10th, or we'll default back to the every week schedule. So with that, I'll yield the floor and open it up for a discussion about this particular item. I yield.
Representative Francine Arnold of Wisconsin.
You have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you. First of all, I know it seems to look right, but that isn't correct. It should be bi-monthly. Bi-weekly means we'd have it twice a week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm tired.
No problem. That's a common mistake. Secondly, I think we ought to continue bi-monthly until such a time that our work schedule or workload requires us meeting every week, and I yield.
Thank you, ma'am.
This is Representative David Schmidt requesting the floor.
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Actually, the prefix bi means every other or every two. So bi-monthly means every 2 months. And like bi-weekly means every other week. Actually, semi-weekly would be, once a week, be that they're like, bi-weekly would be every other week. So. So I hope that semi-monthly means every half a month. I hope everybody, hopefully that kind of clears it up a little bit. And with that, you go before.
Thank you, sir. When we draw the documentation up, I'm sure the wording is correct.
Representative Krasnowski.
Yes, you had the floor, sir.
Thanks, sir. Regardless of whether it's the proper terminology is, I believe every other week would be good for the time, until I agree with Representative Arnold. The every other week gives us time for our committees to get together in the interim between each session, and if something arises, we could always call a special session. As long as our representatives all here know,
you know, keep an ear on their communication avenues to make sure that they are aware of if we're calling a session, and also to keep their contact information up to date. And I think that would probably work out really well for all concerned here. And I yield.
Thank you, sir. And just to keep in mind, we have to do this in conjunction with the Senate. So the Senate will have to agree to the schedule as well. This is just a time to open this up for discussion, to let everybody's minds, let everybody know that it's something we need to be thinking about and we need to act on here in the near future. That's the purpose of opening up this discussion. I yield.
This is Representative Richards from Wisconsin.
Yes, you have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. I would also like to agree with Mr. Krasinowski and Mrs. Arnold that there's a lot of us who, outside of just the National House, that are also representatives in our state houses, our state assemblies, that maybe along with all the committee works that we do here at the National within the state, that would be beneficial for us. Of course, you know, if it's every week, I'm not opposed to that either. I think that there's a lot of work that we have to get done and a lot of research that needs to be done and worked on. So with that, I yield. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more discussion about the schedule that we meet every other week? Okay, if not, just keep that in your mind. We'll discuss it further in future meetings that we'll have. We'll open up the floor now for your 1 minute of floor time to discuss what's on your mind and anything that you want to bring to the attention of the other members of the House. And I'll start with a reminder to keep President Turner in your prayers tomorrow. It is his sentencing day, and we need to keep in our prayers and pray that he will be vindicated. And I'm going to be selfish here and say I want him released, and that's just me. But we just need to have as many prayers going up tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock Central as we can to make sure that he's covered and bathed in prayer. I yield.
Representative Richards from Wisconsin.
Yes, you have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. First, I would like to thank you. I'm thankful that you had the opportunity from all of your members there in the Republic to have the opportunity to afford to send you down to witness and testify for the President. I'm glad that you had gotten there safe, and we continue to offer up prayers to the President and also for strength for the both of you, and that the Lord would guide you and bring the right words, and the Holy Spirit would speak to you and speak through you in your time of your presence there at court. Tomorrow we'll be continuing to pray for you in the morning and continue to pray that you have safe travels back. And with that, I yield. Thank you so much for your help in this matter.
Not a problem. I'm happy to do it, and I feel called to do it as well. The people in Oregon, our assembly, are very generous people.
Representative Liz Ackerman of Colorado. May I have the floor, please?
Yes, you have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you. I was just wondering if anybody knew anything about, for lack of a better word, the other group, and if they've had any communications or what is happening with them. Thank you. I yield.
Well, from my input, I have heard nothing.
This is Representative David Schmidt requesting the floor.
You have the floor, sir.
To Ms. Ackerman, are you referring to the Mark Gardner group?
Yes.
Okay, I did get a couple emails from them, and they're last week, they're discussing it, you know, having discussions on divineprovince.org. Divine Providence is run by a man by the name of James McBride, and if you go to his website, www.divineprovince.org, he's got on there that he claims that the Vatican gave him a whole bunch of authority, and there's a bunch of other stuff on there, and this is what they're delving into. And with that, he opened the floor.
The floor is open. Well, everybody must be as tired as I am, so I'm going to make a motion that we adjourn until August, today is the 30th, August 13, 2013 at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific.
This is Marnie Harris from Montana.
Yes, you have the floor, ma'am.
I second that motion.
Okay. All in favor of adjourning until August 13th, 2013 at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We've got a chorus there. All opposed, say nay. Boy, that's unanimous. Well, does somebody want to lead us in a closing prayer this evening?
This is Representative Hurtler from Wisconsin.
You have the floor, sir.
Thank you. Counted a privilege to pray tonight. Closing prayer. Father God, we come before you. We have sparse numbers here in Congress. And even though they're sparse, I pray, Father, that you would instill in all of us that are on this call, that are still remaining on this call, to realize how significant we are as the representatives for the Republic for the United States of America. In gleaning back to Continental Congress in 1774 and then moving it forward to 2013, I can't help but think that your hands are on this Congress. Your hands are on this Republic. And I pray that everyone in this call would not take it lightly, that they would embrace the idea that they are destined for such a time as this. Father, we lift up the President as we say goodbye and say goodnight. We pray, Father, that he would get a good night's rest and that he would have clarity of mind and be able to present himself, and he would be sharp, and that there would be angels about him. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, everybody, for your participation, and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks. Good night, everybody.
Good night.